Hey guys, welcome back to Coffee, Contracts, and Confessions with me, April.
And me, Jamie.
Yeah, we are back in the swing of things. So we took that little break and now we're back on track and yes. I'm excited to do today's.
Yep, we're about a week out since we recorded last and it has been a super busy week. So mm-hmm. I'm honestly surprised we're sitting here today and didn't use the busy week as an excuse.
Yeah, we need to stop making excuses.
Yeah.
This is too much fun to let go. So we need to stay on track.
It is. It's one of those things I dread doing it, but then once I do it, I'm like, oh my God, that was so much fun. Why in the world did I dread doing it?
Yeah. Just sit around and talk.
Yes.
What's more fun than that?
Yeah. So what have you been up to?
Well, you know, we had more Memorial. Let me try that again. Memorial Day. You know, we didn't do much on Memorial Day, but right before that, on May 30th, is my husband's birthday. So we had a little birthday party for him, and we had a bunch of people come over, and it was supposed to be a pool day, but the weather hasn't cooperated with that, so we just kind of hung out and drank a little bit, ate a little bit.
I'm upset I didn't get to come.
Yeah.
Because we had company
we
over.
We missed you.
Yeah, I was looking forward to talking to you and to making me some hibachi. So I know you didn't plan on right. it, but
yeah, we had hamburgers and hot dogs. So it was far from hibachi, but it was really good.
Maybe I could have got you good drunk and then you know, read to it. I don't know.
Yeah, I did drink a little more than I was planning on. So we had a good time.
See, I always miss those.
I know. I told you I'd be the entertainment. I'd be over there singing and dancing.
Were you?
I wasn't singing, but I was dancing.
Yep. Why do I always miss the good times? But yeah, I invite you over to my house so I can see them, and then I can't get you to loosen up enough.
I know, because you got to come to my house for that. That's a special
when you occasion. I told you, you invite me, and I'll bring all the food for hibachi, and you cook it, and you drink, and I'll sit there and entertain myself watching you. No, I'll drink too with you.
Well, I bought a bunch of liquor, and I told most people, you know, BYOB, whatever. You know, a few people brought some beer, but for the most part, nobody really brought anything.
Right.
And so right before the party, me and Lacey made, we called it Pretty Punch. It was just a bunch of different liquors and a bunch of different juices. And it was really, really good.
Right.
And so the first pitcher of that got gone. The second pitcher of that got gone. And by the third pitcher.
And April's over here blaming it on her guests.
Yeah. And by the third pitcher, you know, we had run out of a couple of the alcohol, so she had to start getting creative.
Right.
And this is my 19-year-old making drinks, by the way.
And this was on a Sunday, too, so you couldn't go.
Yeah, no, we weren't going anywhere.
It ABC was, store because they were closed.
Yeah, yeah. But by the third or fourth pitcher, she was getting creative. And, I mean, she had a lot of people say, you should be a bartender.
Oh, wow.
Because it was so yummy.
Right. Oh, I'm so upset I messed out.
Yeah.
What else you been up to?
Well, I think, what was it, the week before that or the few days before that? Yeah, because it was the 26th. So Carson did his little fifth grade graduation move up ceremony.
Yep. Braden did too. Braden's, yours is eighth. Going from fifth to sixth. Mm-hmm. Braden's is going from eighth to ninth. So wow. He'll be a freshman in high school, which
yeah,
I'm nervous about.
Oh, yeah. And that's your baby.
Yeah. But I'll have to tell
my baby.
Yeah. But I'll have to tell you all about his last few days of school whenever it's my turn to share. So you go on about your graduation though.
Well, it was bittersweet because I don't know if our listeners know this, but I've been on the PTO for the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when I do something, I do it, I'm in it. Like right. I've been really involved with the PTO. And so I've gotten to know the teachers and the principal really well. And you know, I didn't tear up as much watching him do his little graduation thing as I did towards the end saying goodbye to the teachers. And then I came out of my mouth. I was like, well, I'll be back. I'll come back and help. And I was like, why did you say that?
Never say that.
Yeah.
No.
But I do plan on kind of coming back or going back and doing a little transition and helping them, you know, move things along.
Right. I remember you saying that to get like the new people.
But will I do PTO in middle school? No. Absolutely not. I'm done. I've done my service.
Right. I never signed up for that. I probably would have. When Sam was younger, I was, you know, working at the bank and stuff like that. So I couldn't because, you know, I didn't get home until 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. But then whenever I was doing March of Dimes, I was like, yeah, I can do this. And I volunteered a little bit. But then whenever I went to real estate, I felt like I needed to give
100%
to get my business off the ground. And so I didn't go that route, but I could see where I would have had a, you know, had I had the proper opportunity, the right job, you know, things like that. But things have worked out. So I'm happy the route that I took. But yeah, so speaking of graduations, Brayden did graduate from middle school. So Brayden's in a K through eight school, which is really, really nice, but it's out in the middle of nowhere. It's very rural. And it is the closest thing to a
private
school that you'll find in public school. They are very sheltered because it's K through eight, which makes my mom heart happy. You know, there's like not drugs in the school. There's very few fights in school, you know, things like that. And if there is fights, it's not what you would really consider. Yeah. It's more like roughhousing than it is a fight. But then whenever they go to high school, it's a very rude awakening, rude awakening.
And when you're in a school for that long, like you really get to know the staff and the teachers and the principals.
And they know you. Mm-hmm. And they know how to help you and, you know, how your brain functions and, you know, mind functions and things like that. And Brayden decided 2 days before school got out that he was going to get into a fight. So, and I mean, in his in his whole K through eight, he's probably, I can count on one hand how many times he's like been in trouble for fighting at school. And it's always been for defending himself or defending somewhere else, except for one time. That was completely on him. He had a bad day for that. But this particular time, a boy hit him in the head with a soccer ball and like apologized to him, but then turned around and hit him in the head with a soccer ball again. And apparently, after the fact, I got this whole story that this guy had been, this boy had been doing it to a bunch of the kids. And anyways, Brayden stood up for himself and he didn't hit him or anything like that, but he laid him down. Like he like kind of laid him, I don't want to say body slammed him, but
he took
like,
him down.
He took him down on the ground. Right. And, long story short, they both got in school suspension for it, where they were going to try to give them out of school suspension. You were standing there.
Yeah.
You were standing there whenever they tried to do that. And I was like, who's going to give out of school suspension 2 days before school's out, like for the summer? That's just like, congratulations, boys. Here's your reward for fighting.
You 2 days out of school earlier.
Yep. So I, you know, convinced her to put him in school suspension. Apparently, this boy, they let them go back to class that day, and the in school suspension started the next day after graduation. Apparently, they let him go back out to play to finish up their PE or whatever they were in. And this boy proceeds to hit another girl in the head. You know, this time a girl, a younger girl in the head with the soccer ball. And he ended up getting out of school suspension.
Yeah.
And he wasn't able to walk the next day either. So at the graduation.
I bet his parents were really upset with him.
Probably. I don't want to go into too much detail just in case they listen or somebody who knows them listens or whatever. But the point of the story is that Brayden always has to go out big. And so he made sure he did fighting.
They'll remember him.
The second. Yes. But his teacher, one of his teachers did reach out to me and say that if Brayden was graded on integrity, he would be a, he would have a PhD.
Aww.
And that made me feel really, really good.
That's amazing.
So,
They said, 'cause we want our kids to be smart and do well in school, but it's really their character that really shows what kind of person they are and what kind of parent you have been.
Yes. My biggest thing with this is I didn't want, I don't want him fighting, period, but I didn't want him to give in to peer pressure.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to make sure that if he did make this choice, he at least made it on his own. It wasn't because a bunch of kids pushed him into it.
Right.
But
it's such a catch-22 when it's like self-defense.
Yes.
You don't want him to get
And is it self-defense if you got hit in the head with a ball and you could have walked away from it? You know, especially this one. This one was a real fine line.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of background to it, too.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm with you. And I told him, I said, the problem in school is, though, and once you get to high school, if you get in a fight, it doesn't matter if it's self-defense or not. You get charges pressed against you. And not to mention, I mean, kids bring knives to school and guns to school.
It's so scary.
And, I was like, you just got to be, you got to, it's hard to tell a kid to defend themselves in high school whenever you don't know what you're going to get whenever you defend yourself.
Yep.
I know there used to be an argument about having metal detectors in school and it was like going to prison, but I'm telling you, I wouldn't be sad if they did.
Oh, I know. I haven't seen it here because we live in we live in the small towns. But when I grew up in Florida, it was a long time ago. We had metal detectors in our school then.
I'm pretty sure it was Trask. I know Wallace Rose Hill, but I'm pretty sure Trask had metal detectors at the games.
Oh, really?
Out by the soccer games and stuff. I may be wrong. I know Wallace Rose Hill had them.
Oh, I know Wallace Rose Hill needs them.
But it was right after those two incidents at Trask.
Right.
I want to say that they had them, but I may be wrong. Don't hold me to that or come at me if it wasn't.
Yeah. I mean, they may have temporarily put them up, but they're not up there permanently.
Well, it wasn't a permanent one. It was ones just like at Wallace Rose Hill that they run you through to go out to the stadium. So they're portable.
Right.
Kind of, I mean, for what that's worth.
Yeah.
As portable as a metal detector can be. So what else have you been up to?
That's about it. My kids have, they keep me busy, you know. Oh, Memorial Day. Like I said, we really didn't do that much on Memorial Day. So we decided since we had the party and we kind of let loose then, we just kind of, as a family, laid on the couch and watched movies.
Mm. And the weather called for it.
Yeah, it was yucky.
Yes. So we were supposed to have a rodeo that weekend.
That's right.
A national rodeo. Or a barrel race, I should say. And we ended up having to cancel it because of the weather. Because dang, from what I understand, we essentially had like a tropical storm a week before hurricane season's even here.
Yep.
And hurricane season starts January 1st. For those that don't know, we live on the East Coast of North Carolina. I mean, June.
June 1st.
God, that would suck if it started January 1st. So June 1st. And we live on the, North Carolina East Coast. So we're in like the Wilmington area, so we get affected by hurricanes. Like it's, we just kind of like jut out there and it's like, hey, come hit us, you know. Yeah. I think this one more went towards Charleston, but we definitely got a lot of brunt of it. So we ended up having to cancel our rodeo, but we had company come in town. My cousin came in town from about 5 hours away with her kids. And so it was a rough weekend in the aspect that it was raining. So she brought two more kids and then my two kids, and being cooped up in the house all weekend, we were just looking for things to do. So we went to like Barnes and Nobles one day and we went and saw the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie. And
Carson went with a friend to see that.
Did he tell you about it?
He didn't.
No, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but it did not end the way that I expected it to end at all.
Is it supposed to be the last one?
I don't think it will be.
No.
Mm-mm. Not the way it ended. I feel like there'll be another one.
Yeah. Well, speaking of movies, my son has never watched Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And so being that it was Memorial Day and yucky, we all decided to kind of pile on the couch and start from the very beginning.
Right.
As you're supposed to.
I was curious to say, did you start like from?
We did 4, 5, 6.
Okay. You're.
And then 1, 2, 3.
Okay. So if you follow the, what's the guy's name who made him?
Oh,
you know,
don't ask me that right now.
Anyways, if you ask him, like if you look it up, he suggests that you watch 1, 2, 3. So that's how we did it.
I tried to do that. Mm-hmm. I tried to tell my husband, let's watch them in chronological order.
Right. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for.
George Lucas.
Yes.
That's you. Yep. Yeah. And he was like, no, let's watch them from the beginning. That way Carson can experience it the way we did,
right.
You know, the way that it kind of came out. So we went with it and it kind of gave him that backstory, the way that we had when we were younger and watched them. So now we just finished episode 1 last night, and so probably tonight we'll go to 2. Gotcha.
Yeah. So for me, I never watched them as a kid. I think I've told you this before. I never watched Star Wars, and now that I'm 45 years old, I just recently watched them in the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to watch Star Wars a couple of times prior to them remaking 4, 5, and 6, because, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but they kind of recolored it.
Oh, really?
They recolored it and added a little bit into it to make it more modern, like what we're used to seeing now in the movies. And I tried to watch it a couple times before that, and I just cannot get into it.
Yeah.
So the way Jason got me is he showed me 1, 2, 3 first, which is more modern, recent. And then we watched 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
And by then I was
invested.
Which
makes sense. Like, it's so crazy that he had that intention all along.
Right.
You know, to have that forefront. That forethought of like, well, let me make these backwards.
Right, right, yeah.
But it makes sense to watch them from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's how we watch them. That's how Jason got me invested in it.
Because
by the time we got to 4, 5, 6, I was like, oh, I got to know what happens now, you know. But honestly, I as an adult enjoy the reaction from everyone whenever I said I've never watched Star Wars before.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that reaction more than just watching the movies.
Yeah.
Is that like, it was just so funny to watch people freak out because you said you've never watched Star Wars before.
Well, my husband was very, I guess, intrigued that I even knew anything about Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah. Cause I'm not like, I don't flaunt it and I'm not like a Star Wars nerd.
Right.
But I love Star Wars.
Well, so that's kind of how I am. Like now that I've watched it, I really do like, now I can go to Disney World and enjoy Star Wars world, Star Wars land, and actually know what I'm looking at and seeing and, and being able to.
Well, when episode one came out, I was never like really, really into Star Wars, like the 4, 5, 6, because I watched them when I was younger.
Right.
And never really got into it. And then when episode one came out, I loved it so much. I watched it over and over and over.
Really?
Yeah. And that was like, shoot, I was in college, you know, a young adult. And I mean, I guess that my, you know, I was living in an apartment by myself. And so what I did was watch movies all the time, you know, when I wasn't out partying.
Right.
And so I just watched it over and over and over. So I like know it by heart.
Kind of like Harry Potter now. Well, you don't watch Harry Potter.
I haven't jumped on that bandwagon.
That's how I am with Harry Potter. I'm going to invite you over. We're going to have a girls' night and I'm going to invite you over. We're going to watch Harry Potter. Me, you, and you bring Molly and Samantha. We're going to watch
Molly loves it.
Yeah, we do too.
But I couldn't get my girls to watch it. Like they were in the room with us, but they were both on their phones. And I was like, don't you want to watch the movies? And they're like, no.
Gotcha. Yeah. So we are actually, before I get to that, you've got to make sure that you watch like The Mandalorian and stuff like that.
Yeah. I see. I stopped watching after episode 3. And then a few years later, they started coming out with all that new stuff and additional stuff. I haven't watched any of that.
Well, we've watched all of it.
Yeah.
And I really do like The Mandalorian. It's kind of slow, but so are all Star Wars movies, I feel. It's just like they're slow, 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 and then a bunch of action, and then kind of slow again. But I think I've told you this before. So, like, you watch The Mandalorian, and he comes across as this, like, big old buff guy, like this just masculine guy, and he's got this deep voice and just – the whole package, you expect him to be so hot, right? Let me just tell you, he is so disappointing.
Aww.
He takes off his masks because they're not supposed to take off their masks.
Right.
And he takes off his mask in one of the movies. And I was like, ugh. Like, complete
let down.
Yes. I was like, that is not what I expected at all. Because you imagine, it's kind of like whenever you read a book.
Mm-hmm.
You imagine in your head what the character looks like. And sometimes whenever they do movies, you get let down because what you imagined in your head is not what the character looks like. Let me just tell you, I can't get over it. I was so disappointed. I was like, I don't even want to watch this no more.
That's funny.
Yeah, they should have. He's a good character, as in he plays the part well, but they definitely should have left his helmet on.
Well, now I look forward to
seeing that part.
And radiant. We talked a long time about Star Wars. I think we need to move on.
I know, but let me tell you this one more thing. Right now, we're doing 007, Mission Impossible.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've never seen any of the Mission Impossible ones. So we're watching those from beginning to end now, too. And we're getting ready to go into our third one.
That's cool.
So I'll have to let you know how that is.
Yeah. That sounds like a good thing to do, like going forward. Like we're on the Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
So we'll have to move on to something else that has a lot of episodes or whatever you call them.
Yep. We'll have to talk about Manifest too next time because it starts back out the last season today.
Yes.
But before we get on to our products of the week, I just wanted to mention that last week, not only was it a busy week with graduations and school letting out and, you know,
birthdays
and award ceremonies and all of that stuff, but it was also mine and Jason's 21st wedding anniversary. Oh. So that was May 25th. We didn't really get to celebrate much because it was so hectic. Mm-hmm. But, and I got a big bouquet of flowers. You saw them.
It was huge.
But anyways, on to our, I guess, product of the week.
So you want to go first?
Go for it, since I've been talking so much.
Well, I couldn't come up with anything major recently that I've been, you know, I haven't jumped on anything new except Temu. I don't know if anybody knows about that little, it's an app/website.
Yeah, I've heard you talking about that.
Yeah. Basically, it's kind of like Shein, you know, where I think Shein does mostly clothing and apparel type stuff.
Right.
Temu has anything and everything that you could possibly want at such a cheap price.
I've heard. Is it good quality?
Some stuff is, you know, it's hit or miss. You know, it comes from China, so you never know what you're going to get. But the delivery is a lot faster than you would think.
Really?
Yeah. So I think you can order and get it within a week, sometimes 2 weeks, depending on what it is. But it comes a lot faster than you would think. Ordering from China, a lot of times it'll take like a month.
Right.
I know when people started ordering from Shein, it was taking like months to get here. Mm-hmm. But I think they've stepped up their game too. But anyway, I've only ordered twice, and my daughter just ordered for the first time. But I got like hair clips for like 50 cents.
Oh, wow.
And then we were looking at Walmart the other day, and they were like $3, $4, $5 for the exact same things.
Yeah. Well, I see stuff on Amazon, then I see it on TV. Yeah. And I've never ordered anything. I have this, I'll probably break down and end up doing it, but I just haven't because I have this conflict with ordering things from China right now. Like, I'm not like actively not buying. Like, I don't go to Walmart and look on the bottom and see where it's made, but just the idea of ordering something directly from China, I'm having a hard time with that. But
I went through a little conflict in my head too. And I'm going to say this, and I hope I don't piss anybody off.
I know, because we normally try to keep politics out.
But if you want me to order or to purchase
American made,
then make it more affordable.
Right, right.
Because if I'm on a budget and I'm ordering these things that I know, like earrings and hair clips and stuff, they're going to get used, broken, whatever, over time.
Lost.
Yeah. So if those things are, you know, replaceable, then I'll buy them at a cheaper price because I know I'm going to have to buy them again.
Right.
So, I mean, good quality stuff. Heck yeah, honestly, I do. I try to shop local, that kind of stuff too.
Right. And honestly, at the end of the day, it's probably where Walmart's getting them from too and just marking them up. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, you found the exact same ones in Walmart.
Yeah. But so, I mean, I'm not going to go into this conversation, but we're currently planning a cruise. We'll talk about that later.
Yes, we'll have to. We've recently planned one too, so we'll definitely have to talk. Not together, unfortunately. Mine's in August, and mine's in
February.
Yeah, when she goes on hers, it'll hopefully be February.
Yeah, so that'll be more conversations later. But I start early with my planning, as we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. I've already started my spreadsheet. And I've started a list of things that I want to purchase for the cruise because it'll be my first.
Right.
And I've already like made an Amazon wish list that I'm like, well, let me go look on Temu. And I've found things that are the exact same thing for like a third of the price.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check it out now. I'm going to have to check out your list is what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah.
So my product of the week is going to be Spanx leggings and jeans. So I know most people know Spanx for like their shapewear. Mm-hmm. I've never actually used their shapewear, but it started out at Thanksgiving. My niece came over to the house, and this was prior to us starting our weight loss journey. My niece came over to the house for Thanksgiving, and she had on these velvet leggings, and she just looked so good in them. I guess I know this is a new word, but she looked snatched. And, you know, I don't normally use that, but that's what she looked in them. And they look really, really good
tight
on her. Yes.
Just together.
Yeah. Just put together. And I asked her where she got them from, and she told me Spanx. And I was like, I just have a hard time spending that much money because, like, leggings are like $98, jeans are like $128 or something like that. But I finally broke down, and at Christmas time, I bought me a pair of leggings and I bought me a pair of jeans. And I love these things. Mm-hmm. I won't wear any. I have tons of other jeans. I very seldom wear any other jeans. I go back to these time and time and time again because I don't know how they do it, but it's comfortable, but also holds you all in. That's just awesome. Like shapewear would. So it makes your legs look skinnier. It makes your waist look skinnier. It just brings it all in. Mm-hmm. And the leggings are the same way. Like I'll buy workout leggings that aren't Spanx, but for my leggings that I wear to work or out every day, you know.
And if they're good quality, then the price is worth it.
Yes. And that's the thing. And the return policy is pretty easy. So if they don't fit or anything like that, they also have petite sizes, which is good. I still had to cut my jeans though, because even petite didn't work for me. But
your child size.
Yeah, right. So even at $128 and me having lost so much weight, they still fit. They're one of the only pair of jeans that just, they don't hang off of me. So they fluctuate with weight gain and weight loss. And to put it in perspective, I've lost 30 pounds and they still fit me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that kind of makes it cost efficient too, especially if you are trying to lose weight and or think you might gain weight. Mm-hmm. Or they're going to fit you because they're They've got that spandex material type, even in the jeans.
That's great.
Now, the only thing that I have a love-hate relationship with is the top of the jeans don't actually have a snap. It's like you just pull them up like you would leggings, mm-hmm. but they're actually jean material that are kind of stretchy. So it makes it more comfortable because that button's not digging into your belly button or into your, mm-hmm. you know, stomach or whatever. But also, it looks weird whenever you wear like a short shirt with it or something, uh-huh. You know, because like people are like, do you have on like maternity jeans or something? So, but, I mean, they don't look like maternity jeans, but
they would work for me because I don't wear short shirts because I'm still trying to camouflage that belly area. So they would work for me.
I wore my first one out 2 weekends ago that showed my belly a little bit, except for I wore that one to the Kid Rock concert mm-hmm. we went with. Well, I re-wore that shirt confidently about 2 weekends ago. So, but I definitely highly recommend that if you are willing to splurge on yourself and you can afford it, to check out these
That's pants. Awesome. And not all leggings are made the same.
No, they're not.
I mean, we could go on and on about different types of leggings.
Yeah.
Because you definitely don't want them see-through.
No.
And with the weight loss thing, too, I have a pair of leggings that I absolutely loved because they're more cloth-like, more cottony. Mm-hmm. But I put them on the other day, and they're real loose around, like, my knee and my calf.
Right. So they don't look good anymore.
They don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you another one real quick is Lululemon. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a hard time spending that much money on a pair of leggings. Yeah. I really do. But you can't see through them. Mm-hmm. They last. They're good quality. Their return policy is really good. And they got one in Mayfair now.
Yep. They sure do.
Anyways, that's my product of the week, the Spanx. And maybe Lululemon on the side, but Spanx. I'm telling y'all, Spanx.
That's great.
They're great.
So can you order them from their website?
Yes.
Then can you use like Afterpay? Because that'll help that cost.
Ooh, I think you can.
Yeah.
I think you can. I think it's either Afterpay or that other one.
Affirm,
mm-hmm. yeah. I'll have to double check and let y'all know next time or while you're talking. About your stuff. But yes, I think they do.
That's cool.
We really got to move on, but I went to Ulta the other day. Mm-hmm. Do you know they have Afterpay in store?
Oh, really?
Yes. So, because I made this joke, I was like, I order everything online because it gets so expensive that I need the Afterpay. We talked about it last week, so my husband didn't know that I was dropping like $300 in Ulta. And she goes, oh, we offered that in store too. Do you want to do it? And that's awesome. Like, no, I don't. But wow, I didn't realize that was an option. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, anyways, on to our, I guess, our topic of the week.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this one. I think because I like to laugh and I like to be silly.
Right.
This one
was April's idea, y'all.
Yeah. So in honor of the upcoming Father's Day, we have decided to compile a few dad jokes. And we went back and forth about, are we going to make this like a competition to see who we can make laugh? But I think you can't see our faces, so you can't tell if we're sitting here like not trying to laugh. So we didn't want it to be silent in the background. Right.
If we had video, it'd be one thing, but we don't.
Yeah. So just imagine our faces with these jokes. And I really do think, I think I picked out some pretty funny ones.
I think it was hard for me because like I find dad jokes funny from like the kids and stuff. But from an adult, like I'm just like.
Honestly, to me, dad jokes are not funny in themselves. It's the delivery.
Right.
That's why like I went through TikTok and I just watched a bunch of people like doing the little challenge. And
I just Googled a bunch and went down a list of reading and picked out what I thought was the best.
Like sitting
ones.
There watching them go back and forth, trying not to make the other one laugh. And when you know the punchline and you know it's supposed to be funny or you know it's goofy or whatever,
or cheesy,
that makes you kind of laugh. And so that makes the other person laugh.
Right.
So hopefully we'll do that as well.
Do you want to go first or do you want
no,
me to
No, I
go
want
first?
You to go first because my first one's a good one.
I'm sorry. I didn't tell you. I'll cut that out. But all right. So I guess you said you wanted me to go first, right? Okay. Let me pick one. We're going to do 5 each. And then what we decided on.
Do you want to go back and forth or do you want to do all your 5 first?
I think we should go back and forth.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. So let me pick one of my 5. What did the 0 say to the 8?
I don't know.
Nice belt.
Huh?
The 8 is a 0 that comes in the middle.
Oh my gosh. It makes it terrible when you have to explain your jokes.
So I guess that wasn't a good dad joke, but like, I just thought it was funny because it took me a second. And then I was like, oh, the zero, the eight does have a belt.
That's cute.
It's a zero with a belt.
Okay, that's cute. Okay, you ready for mine?
Yes.
What do you call a dinosaur that uses cheap toilet paper?
I have no clue.
Megasaurus.
Sorry.
I told you my first one was pretty good.
That's funny. That's funny. All right. What did baby corn say to mama corn?
I don't know.
Where's popcorn?
That's so cute. I like that one.
I liked it.
Okay. So what kind of hair do they sell at IHOP?
Hair at IHOP?
Mm-hmm.
The one that's in your waffle? I don't know.
Egg extensions?
Oh, God. That's okay. Funny. So yeah. Next time you go to IHOP and find a hair in your food.
Yeah, I'm like egg stitches.
I don't think they'd find that funny.
Nope.
All right. What happens when you go to the bathroom in France?
I don't know.
European.
Oh, my God.
I thought that one was really funny.
That's cute.
We should have gotten the dads on here to actually done.
I know. These jokes. That would have been cute.
Yeah.
What did the blanket say when it fell off the bed?
What?
Oh, sheet.
See, I would never think of the answers to these.
I know. It's hard. Unless you've heard them before.
Right, right. What is Forrest Gump's computer password? I think you've heard this one before.
Jenny.
Nope, nope. One, Forrest, one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Can a kangaroo jump higher than a house?
No.
Of course not. Houses can't jump.
Oh, God. Okay. So this is my last one. What do you call a fake noodle?
A foodle.
An impasta.
That's cute. Okay.
Y'all can hear me scratching them out as I go.
Check. Why couldn't the toilet paper cross the road?
She's already over here laughing. Why?
It gets stuck in a crack.
Oh, God.
I started with toilet paper and ended with toilet paper.
That's funny.
I have one that's like an honorable mention because I liked it, but I wasn't sure if I was going to use it, but I want to do it.
Well, there were a lot that I liked, but they were like risque and that could offend people. So I was just like, maybe not.
Okay. So when does a sandwich cook?
When does a sandwich cook?
Mm-hmm.
I have no clue.
When it's bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
You're funny.
We could go all
that
day.
That one
with
took
this.
Me a minute. Baking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Baking. Okay. Okay. I got it. Yeah, we could definitely go on and on. I thought that it would take more time to do five each, but we're only 4 minutes in. We've already done five.
Well, I will tell you that my husband is one of the kings of dad jokes, and I'm like, that's not funny. And in my head, I'm like, that's kind of funny.
Right.
But to him, I'm like, that's not funny.
My son's the one that does them.
Really?
Yes. He's the one that
does them. It's cute when the kids say
it. Yeah, it is so funny. And it's so corny. And he's like always so serious. And so it's just hilarious whenever he comes up with them. I'm just like, as a matter of fact, I asked him for some advice on them. But he was too busy playing his video games now that they're out of school.
Does he come up with him on his own? Or does he just like repeat what he's heard?
I think it's a little bit of both. Like, and then he has some joke books and things like that. So I think it's a little bit of both. But
yeah. That's funny. Yeah.
So since we finished up with dad jokes quicker than we thought we would today, when we were talking about Father's Day, we did all this to, what was the word that you used?
In honor of.
Yeah, in honor of Father's Day. What are y'all's plans for Father's Day?
Well, we haven't actually planned anything, but it pretty much goes the same every year. My father passed away several years ago, so we just honor Rodney and then Rodney's dad and his brother. So we usually get together with his family and either do a cookout at one of our houses or go out to eat, but we haven't planned anything yet.
Gotcha. Well, it's Father's Day is always so busy for us because it's also the Blueberry Festival. Yeah. And we live in Bergall, North Carolina. And so the Blueberry Festival is a huge, huge thing here that you really want to be a part of.
Yeah, so, I feel like it grows every year.
Yes, it does. It does. And even after COVID, it's mm-hmm. grown. But, you know, we're not actually going to be in the festival this year, but we are hosting some bands at our office. So if y'all see us open, you happen to walk by or be in town, definitely stop by and see us. But
yep, we'll be hanging out here in the office.
It's just hard to commit to do it. It's just such a bad weekend because it's Father's Day that Sunday. And the Blueberry Festival starts like what, Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night, Friday night, and then all day Saturday, mm-hmm. and then Saturday night. Well, June 16th is my birthday too. So half the time I'm sharing my birthday with Father's Day, but I'm always sharing it with the Blueberry Festival too. So I think like my birthday's on a Friday night, and then Father's Day's on that Sunday this year, and then the Blueberry Festival's.
Well, you know what we should do? It's too late to do it this year because mm-hmm. we've already committed to certain things. That what we should do next year uh-huh. is throw you a birthday party here in the office, go out to the festival, and then come back and celebrate some more.
Yeah, they got a beer tent out there.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
We'll make it all about Jamie weekend at the Blueberry
and
Festival.
And still have our face out in public. Yeah. That might not be a bad idea.
We'll make it work.
We don't have to make it about me, just so long as we have fun.
Yeah. And,
you know, I just don't.
We'll make some blueberry cocktails.
Yeah. We should do that. We should do another one for, like we did that cocktail day.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, we're going to have to
get my daughter to come and make cocktails for us.
There you go. So apparently, she does such a good job. That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, we definitely like to hear some of y'all's dad jokes. Please, you know, interact with us on social media and stuff. Let us know what you'd like to hear us talk about, what your dad jokes are, what your favorite products are, whether you like our products or not, if you've already tried them, and what your plans are for Father's Day weekend.
Yeah. I would love to hear that.
Me too. I really,
especially if you're local.
Yeah. You know? Not many people, like we have a lot of people following us and we have a lot of people that listen to the podcast, but we don't have that many people that interact with us. So we would really, really love to get some feedback and interaction and things like that on our social media sites. I think we're on Instagram and Facebook, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're trying to be brave and make a few videos to kind of put out on our social media so you can see our faces while we're recording. So you know,
but that's really tough. Be gentle. For us. Yes, that's very, very tough for us. So we are attempting to get out of our comfort zone. This doing the podcast itself was our first step.
Yes,
and now we're trying to have our face out there a little bit more. Mm. But both of us are very self-conscious about that. So
yeah, it's nice to us. Because I can have the exact same conversation with you through this podcast, but then as soon as we turned on the camera,
you got nervous.
Yeah, it's like I am thinking about my words and my actions too much in it, like
because you're afraid people are going to judge what they see.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think a lot of people have that fear.
Yeah, me too. I see these realtors get on and do like all these reels and TikToks and I wish I could do it, but I just don't feel comfortable with it.
But if you think about that, like if anybody watches TikTok, you know how stupid people are.
Right.
Like get on there just waking up out of bed with their pajamas on and their hair sticking straight up in the
and they're
sky.
Not worried about
and they don't care.
But two things here. One, when TikTok first came out, I thought this is the stupidest thing. Like yeah. Who gets on here and actually embarrasses themselves
right.
like this?
Yeah.
Like I would never do that. You know, now we're trying to build up the courage to do it.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing for me is yes, I'm very self-conscious. But also, it takes a lot of planning and energy mm-hmm. to do some of these. Like, yeah. There's some real simple ones, but like these people who like dress up or like play a part or go to a house and like,
oh, yeah,
that's a lot. It's yeah. a lot to take out of your day to do a TikTok to be whenever you need to be at the office mm-hmm. doing paperwork.
I know one time when we first moved to the office, like mm-hmm. we were planning on doing the whole TikTok thing and we did a TikTok,
right.
but it, as far as the planning goes, the getting the ready, the filming the TikTok, the editing that. It was hours and hours just yes. for that one little 30-second TikTok.
Yes. And I think that is also what discourages me is because, one, I'm not creative. And then, two, even if I am creative enough to copy what somebody else did, uh-huh. I don't have the energy to do it.
Yeah.
But I guess then we both need to get out of our comfort yeah. zone in that area.
It would be nice for some of our listeners to see a face
yes.
to the name and not just a picture.
Yeah. You know? I know some podcasts actually post on YouTube as well and mm-hmm. have the recording yep. of the podcast up. Yep. So I know a lot of podcasts are starting to do that. I'm not ready for that, just for the record. I'm not implying that we need to do that at all. But yeah, we'd like some tips from y'all on that as well, some ideas on some, you know, beginner level TikToks and Instagram photos and things like that.
Yeah.
You got all anything right. else?
No, I think that's it. I had a good time looking up the jokes. I laughed.
Just yeah, up I with heard the jokes. You in there. I was sitting in there trying to talk on the phone and I hear, So yeah, you definitely had a good one or had a good time with this one. But next, we should have done more. And here I was thinking we were just going to do three.
Yeah,
and it was going to be enough. But
we should have done like 10.
Yes, yes. But we hope that y'all enjoyed it. And
happy Father's Day.
Yes, because I don't think we'll be recording again close. Before Father's Day.
Nope.
All right. Well, everybody have a good Father's Day. And
we'll have all of our blueberry festival stories and everything for you next time.
I'm sure they'll be eventful. All right. Y'all have a great day.
Right. Bye.
Bye.